Our Old Testament reading comes from Isaiah chapter 65. Behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy, and her people to be a gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, nor an old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die 100 years old, and the sinner 100 years old shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall be the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord, and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. If in this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom of God, kingdom to God the Father, after destroying every rule and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet, the last enemy to be destroyed, his death. This is the word of the Lord. Our gospel lesson comes from Luke chapter 24. On the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but he has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise." And they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, and Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen clothes by themselves, and he went home marveling at what had happened. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace to you and peace on this Easter morning from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A catalog of broken things. Spices already losing pungency. A stone rolled away. Memories of home. Crooked justice. The 11. Men laying about, leaving the burden to the women alone. Words as fevered nonsense. That crude attempt at a poem is just pulling things out of today's text. But I also think that it represents the stuff of everyday life in this world. How many times, when we are trying to do a good deed, does some catch-22 or custom or law get in our way? How many times have we prepared something knowing it is too little and too late? How many times have our skills lost just enough of their edge to be futile? It's the way of this world, the spirit of the staircase, the stitch not in time, clear eyes and full hearts that can lose. And then, just to rub it in a little bit, the car breaks, or some secret shame gets posted on Facebook for all the world to pick over like wild animals. That little depression you had when you moved to support your husband. That job you took to make ends meet. The door is open for every jackal to pick the bones. Remember what he told you still in Galilee. Galilee, home. Yes, that was wonderful. The miracles and the crowds. Think we could do it again? Could we go home? Sometimes we do go home. But the reality is never quite like the memories of the place. The people that you know are gone, or at least the ones that you wanted to see. The ones who would welcome you back. And even if they're there, it's awkward. Stuff has happened. Life has moved on. Home isn't home anymore. And those circles of friends are broken. 12 become 11. The perfect number is reduced by one to nothing but a broken number. It won't be whole again. At least it can feel that way. And then you get to the extremes. Justice perverted. If you don't have the raw power, you get handed over. If you're OJ with enough money, you can get off. But if you're just James. If you believe the right things and know the right people, a spigot of money can flow. But if you don't, here's your IRS audit. Covenants betrayed. Oh, you thought that that marriage vow was real. Only as long as we love each other, or until something better comes along. A wife of 20 years is back filling out applications at Walmart. Or maybe we never even get to that covenant because the father is told to go away, because the EBT deposit would be more without him present. You don't have a job. I'd do better on my own. And we all then start to sound like Will Smith's doctor from I Am Legend. This is my post. I can fix this. I can still fix this. Idle tale. Fevered nonsense. Most of us probably think of ourselves as respectable enough that we will avoid these things. Oh, some of us might be a little too close for comfort. But I tend to think that we're all just one prop away from those broken things. And that's all part of this passion story. Every earthly prop gives way. None of us are getting out of this world unchanged. Remember what he told you. It's necessary for the Son of Man to be handed over to sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise. Not Galilee, not home, what he told you. And they remembered his words. And nothing has ever been the same since. In the midst of the brokenness, those women went and proclaimed all of these things. He's risen. to those broken 11, and to all the others. Yes, to the broken, it sounds like a fevered dream, but you know Mary is right. He said it. I remember it now. And Peter gets up and runs to that tomb of brokenness, and he finds it exactly the same thing. He's risen. And Peter leaves, marveling at what has happened. His words are not fevered nonsense. God keeps his promises. Christ makes all things new. And it starts with the word. He's risen. No longer mere foolishness or covers for power, his word is true. No longer hopeless, we have his sure promise. Why do you search for the living among the dead? He's not here, he's risen. The firstborn of broken things. And that promise, the Christian's deep hope because of his resurrection, is the life of the world to come. The kingdom where those broken things are mended and the sins put away forever. Today, we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but we fear no evil. Because death is a mere shadow of itself. It can't hold us in that pit. Because he's burst the gates that forbid us rise. Today, we can sit at a table in the presence of our enemies, but our cup overflows. Because sin's curse is broken. Its wages have been paid. Those sins will be taken away and remembered no more. What we fear actually happens to us, actually happens to those sins. He remembers us in his kingdom and forgets the sins. We have been carved into the palm of his hands, kept safe in those nail marks, now in beauty glorified. Today, they may take our goods, fame, child, or wife, but they have nothing won, because the kingdom remains ours forever. Today is our remembrance of his word. He's risen. Broken things will be restored. Not one lamb of the perfect number will be lost. Because you don't look for the living amongst the dead. He's risen. Amen.